I think if you're going to be really angry about something, you better enjoy being angry if you have to do a lot of it.
If it's your job, you really ought to enjoy it.
Yeah, it's my job to be angry and happy at the same time.
You know, what do you do, Vinny, when people say, well, you know, it's not good to be angry. You shouldn't be angry. How do
Those
you respond
people
to that?
Are out of touch with freaking reality.
There
are
you go.
Out of your mind. Are you telling me that somebody comes up, destroys your life, burns down your house, kills your child, and you think that being angry is an unhealthy response? You're
How about
out
you,
of
Ralph?
Your mind.
Yes. How about you, Ralph? What do you think? Is anger a healthy response?
I don't think so. I think it closes off our ability to be creative. And I think we need to be as creative as we possibly can if we're going to succeed. We've proven over and over again that pushback works.
No, I think you're confusing. You're confusing fear and anger.
Oh, let's talk about
fear
that.
Fear shuts off your thinking process. Mm-hmm. Anger, I've come up with some of the most brilliant schemes when I'm angry trying to solve the problem.
Ralph, I have to agree with Vinny. I think anger is an appropriate reaction. I think anger is a healthy reaction when somebody's trying to kill you and the globalists want you dead. The globalists want you enslaved if you're useful to them or dead. If you're not, the globalists want your kids dead. They want to take over all your property, all your decisions. And I would say that not being angry is actually kind of not understanding the problem. But Vinny is quite right, I think. Fear paralyzes us. And if we feel powerless, then we feel fear.
That means you should never be afraid to be angry.
For me, the issue is to take the energy of the anger, which I think is quite appropriate when somebody wants to kill and destroy everything that you hold dear, including your life and your family. I think anger is a pretty good, sane response. The question is, do you mobilize the anger or do you simply allow yourself to become paralyzed by the fear that is often associated with powerlessness when you're angry? So I think anger is pretty useful.
Especially as a great motivator. I think somebody told me once that on a spectrum, anger is like depression, except it's got motivation, right? Depression shuts you down, turns you off, because it's based on fear. Anger turns you on and turns you up. That's that when you're functioning sometimes at your highest capacity is when the thing that you are fighting for is your very life. That is when all of your faculties come alive. Every part of the brain is exploding with ability so that it can protect you from something that is trying to kill you. This is when we're at our strongest. This is when we're at our least predictable. This is where we are at our most intimidating to the New World Order, who want to keep us all docile and uncaring, to tell us that, oh, having an anger issue, you know, that kind of thing. Dude, you tried to shoot me. You exterminated 100 million people. Of course I'm freaking angry. I'm going to bring you to justice with that anger.
You have poisoned my child with so many toxic injections, and now you want me to bear the brunt of your assault on my child as the parent of an autistic child, and you want me to accept it. I think that's worth being angry about. Ralph, I really would love, Vinny, you don't know Ralph as well as I do, and I know that he is a very thoughtful and intense.
Can I encapsulate this? We're talking about a scene in The Lord of the Rings. There's some good in this world, Mr. Frodo, and it's worth fighting for. Okay?